I'm John, he is Matt, also Andrew. Music sucks, here we go. So now there's a show happening, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Guess so.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Do we have a name?
I don't think we do.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with podcast with the question mark. I think that's a good name.
The podcast.
Yeah. The podcast.
So we're gonna have to rename our site to podcast question mark dot wordpress dot com.
No, it'll be like the for Matter Over Whole Rest presents podcast. Like that.
People are already kind of confused by the URL.
The thing is, to say it, you have to be on key. You have to be on key to say this.
Podcast?
I'm atonal. I don't know what you want from me. I love atonal singers.
Podcast. I pretend.
Per Ubu's pretty good. I wrote this big thing on him that no one read.
Hey, no one reads my reviews either.
Okay, cool.
I read your reviews. I read your reviews.
Yeah, you're the only one.
And we don't get site hits for that, so log out from your account and then read them.
How about just refresh every time while you're doing
that? Inflate our numbers. Come on, man.
Jesus.
We should inflate our numbers by writing, like, just perpetual stories about Paramore.
Right. No.
Hey, and she did a collab with B.O.B. Airplanes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So let's get into our user question, I guess. Before we I already did the introductions technically, so you should know who everyone is. For the people who have never, ever heard anyone from this show before, I'm John, he's Matt.
Hi.
Also Andrew.
Yep. It works because my name starts with an A.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of that little bit of wordsmithmanship when I came up with that. That's what's on the Man What page, describing who is writing for the site.
Oh, yeah.
And when Sam ever gets around to writing metal columns, I'll put Sometimes Sam.
That'll be good.
I'll be way into it. But that's not going to happen for a while because I don't want to talk to that dude for a little bit. Because I'm on nothing but good terms with everyone I know. So let's talk about this user question because I have no way to answer this. Ben Kennedy writes in and says, which is better, Kid Cudi or B.O.B.?
I would like to think it's pronounced Kudai, but whatever.
Whatever.
I'm on the side of Kid Kudai.
Okay. I don't know, B.O.B. What? Come on. I actually don't know much about B.O.B. I listened to like two songs by him.
Reasoned musical debate.
Yeah.
Listen,
he sucks, but I like listening to it ironically. I don't know.
Yeah,
he's not a good rapper.
I like Kid Kudai because he's fun to listen to. Mostly, I don't know. He's only put out one album. And so is B.O.B. only one album? Okay, well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
they're
B.O.B.
all par with each other with experience. Obviously, I don't know who's more popular at this point because B.O.B. sort of just broke out.
He's got the outcast tie, so that automatically puts.
I think B.O.B. is a little more popular right now since he's recent, and then he's doing a lot of collabs with like known artists already, like the lead singer of Paramore and Eminem.
Oh wow!
Like the Airplanes with the lead singer of Paramore, and then Eminem did a remix with him again for that song. So it was Eminem and Paramore.
Oh man!
And Eminem was actually really good on that track, though. I was surprised.
Eminem's pretty good at rapping.
Good. I hated Relapse for like god awful reasons.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't like his recent stuff, but he was really good on that track because he's been good at rapping. But recently, I've never really enjoyed his recent stuff. But like when he started out, he's
tortured
awesome.
Artist like Lil Wayne.
Well, Lil Wayne is just nuts.
Yeah, but that's what makes Lil Wayne awesome.
God,
What?
Pussy
hey.
Monster. That's what makes him.
Yeah, awesome. Exactly. Come on, man.
He can make a song about eating out girls.
Dr. Carter. You can make a song about pretending to be a rap doctor and set it to old jazz stuff, and it's awesome.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so...
You know, in stores now, the Carta 3.
Jay Kuda, he's been doing mostly, like... He had this weird Converse... It was like, they do this song every year, I think. The last year was like the Julian Casablancas, Santigold, and Pharrell did their song last year. And now, this year, it was Best Coast, Kid Kudai, and the guy who I can't spell his last name, one of the Vampire Weekend dudes. He's
Ezra Cohen.
Nope, not that one.
Not that one? Oh, okay.
His name has the word Batman in it. So automatically, it's awesome.
Okay.
I don't like the way Kid Kudai does that track, and I don't like the way Best Coast does that track. I only like a handful of Best Coast songs, and her debut album fucking blows.
Right, yeah.
Everyone seems to like it even more than King of the Beach, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I can't, I...
King of the Beach at least has some variety.
I don't know about that, but...
Yeah. Well, I actually read both of your reviews of King of the Beach, the both scathing reviews of King of the Beach and Best Coast. I listened to both of those, and I agree with Best Coast. Like, everything she did was, like, so simple. And I thought you were joking when she said she rhymed crazy,
amazing, more than one song. Yep.
It's like three tracks. Three tracks she does the same
rhyme
scheme.
Doesn't that make you so mad?
That's just, you know...
It's lazy.
it's now I get it.
It's crazy and lazy. Yeah, no, it's
like that.
So who wins? Who wins this argument?
I don't know.
No one wins in the war between alternative hip hop artists.
Right.
I want to talk about
what were you going to say about King of the Beach? That's what I want to know.
I really like
that album. I know you do,
but I also really like Waves.
We disagree on this.
We can all agree on that Waves with 3 V's is good.
Yeah, that's the one that has actual songs. I will go that far.
Yeah, compared to the Waves with 2 V's. I want him to make Waves with just, like, X's now. Yeah. Like, just go nuts. Or, like, just random number symbols.
Right.
Like, don't give
a shit. So, Matt, what were you going to... Matt. What were you going to say about King of the Beach?
Okay, so before this, I didn't actually ever listen to Waves, and I went to his first album, Waves.
Two V's or 3 V's?
3 V's.
Three V's. I actually really did like that album, and this weird, like, a lot of the songs you were doing were, it was all really simple, kind of just pop bullshit, but it had, like, that shitty lo-fi crap over it.
It's a lot of cool. Your best friend who was really cool decided to make an album right in your room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right there.
And he recorded it on, like, some crappy A-track or something. You're like, hey, check it out. It's like, yeah, play it in the car.
That album is an amazing experiment in sleight of hand disguising how much someone sucks.
It's sort of what Ariel Pink used to do, except Ariel Pink actually came out and made something cool.
Yeah, and then, like, before today hit, it was like, what? What now?
Yep. I just want to see his reaction picture.
Suck my dick.
I don't know. Suck my dick, man.
Yeah.
And the thing about King of the Beach I didn't get is that he did a lot of, like, these droning, slower songs that were just kind of, I don't know. Like, I didn't like anything about that album. Like, it was kind of just, he was recording in the studio now, and it was better, but...
And they had Jay Retard's backing band, and
Jay Retard's backing band fucking hates him.
Right.
Well, they
Jay Retard's dead.
No, they fucking hated him before they left. They left, and then he died.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
I'll just explain to Matt.
Okay.
I didn't like King of the Beach, actually, though. Yeah. Because it didn't have, like... And the thing is that when I listen to Waves, I kind of only... I only liked 3 songs on it. Because the rest of it was kind of...
You know what I really hate about King of the Beach? Convertible Balloon. That song sends me into a fucking homicidal rage.
Oh,
is it because
it's a Nintendo reference, or...?
It's because it's stupid.
I just don't understand. I like it.
It's significantly more annoying than Horchata.
If you listen to Horchata enough times, it becomes so annoying that you understand why it's so annoying.
Right.
Wait, is there a reason?
Yeah, it's because it's actually kind of a good song when you listen to it a million fucking times.
Right. Is it?
Yeah.
I guess.
I tried.
I had, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I had, like... I felt that that song was, like, a joke. Like, it started off really slow, and then it broke out in, like, the silliest, stupidest chorus, and I was just like, what am I listening to?
Yeah.
This has to be a joke.
Yeah, yeah. Of people that dropped Surf Rock at the right time, I would say that would be Vampire Weekend.
What is up with I know
Surf Rock. That's totally
different. But still, like, it. That was my problem with Cousins, because what I wanted from that album is not what they wanted to make at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cool that they made it, and Cousins is still... No, Contra is the name of the album.
Cousins is the song
on it. Yeah, and it should say something that I call that the album, because it's the best song there.
Cousins was, like,
I gotta say,
oddly enough,
Giving Up the Gun is pretty damn good, too.
Yeah.
I actually didn't like Contra, but Cousins is actually my favorite Vampire Weekend song.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But I think that was their best song.
The way they mixed the guitar was really well, I thought. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah, I guess we should stop rambling and talk about the suburbs.
Yeah.
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 Suburbs.
So Andrew,
yeah,
you wrote a review.
I wrote a review.
It's on the website now.
It was pretty positive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't expect everybody to have the same opinions about their Arcade Fire albums. Like, what's your favorite Arcade Fire album? Usually most people would say Funeral.
Right, because that's the right answer.
It is the right answer. But sometimes, like, you know, if you talk to a Pope, if the Pope would say his favorite Arcade Fire album is, he would not say Neon Bible, definitely.
He would say, this music is the devil.
Right.
Yeah, something around the lines of that. Anyway, I was just trying to make a Neon Bible spin.
Okay, yeah, Bible. Ha ha ha.
Okay, so my
favorite. If you ask the disciples what their favorite Arcade Fire album was. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That album's bad, in my opinion. In my humble opinion.
Yeah.
I found it completely fucking unbearable. After Ready to Start, I couldn't cope with everything else on that album.
Really?
Yeah, Ready to Start's an okay song. It reminded me a little bit of a sped up version of the second half of Black Lives Bad Intentions.
Yeah.
And that was, like, my favorite song from Neon Bible. So I was okay with that. But then I felt basically nothing about Modern Man, and then Rococo started. Which is, by the way, the song we're going to use for the intro. I'm just going to splice in the.
Are we
going to
do it Mega 64 style, where basically they just insert the track, like they go theme song, and then
theme song. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never listened to that podcast.
Okay. Anyway,
so
they just start talking, and then they throw it. Someone says theme song, and then they insert it in for like 30 seconds, and then it's hastily edited, and it's amazing. Anyway,
we could now. Then we'd be jacking things, and
yeah,
that's no good.
Do that.
Yeah, we're trying to be our own thing, man.
Yeah, but
we're alternatingly taking this seriously,
yeah.
So come on.
You're right about Rococo. Rococo is the worst song on the album.
By a damn sight.
But there's some of the songs near like the end of the half, or just like I think my favorite song on there is Sprawl 2.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually re-listening to the album and just a few minutes ago, and Sprawl 2 is probably the one that stood out for me.
It's the one where it's like your token female vocalist track on there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it works so well.
But it's not even their best token female vocalist track.
The thing is, it's really hard to do that when it's not 2004.
Right.
Well, their prime was a long time ago, but I should probably say straight up now that The Suburbs is my favorite Arcade Fire album now.
Okay.
Mainly for weird, stupid, bad reasons, because I fucking hate The Suburbs, the real ones, not the ones, the conceptual suburbs.
So it speaks to you.
So it speaks to me pretty strong, like, yeah.
Right. No,
I've been living this way, like, I've been feeling like, you know, all these people are assholes, and, you know.
Right.
That's basically it.
Right.
It seems like it's also a generic message, but they execute it kind of well. Like,
yeah.
I shouldn't say kind of well. I think they execute it very well.
My problem with the album, aside from not finding it interesting musically, was there's a lot of thematic stuff that really bothers me about what they're trying to get across on that album. What was it? We Used to Wait, and like there's a three-song suite right before the Sprawl thing starts. It's Wasted Hours, We Used to Wait, and Deep Blue, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those songs just rubbed me the wrong way. It's all very... It's them insisting that maybe their lawn is not a good place for the whippersnappers to be hanging out, and they should leave the premises immediately.
Yeah, get the fuck out and run away from home.
Yeah, yeah. You're whippersnappers, I don't get the internet. When I was a kid, I wandered around downtown.
I fucked a chick.
We wrote
when
letters
I was 12
and
years
shit.
Old, everybody.
Yeah.
This is my 1940s voice, where I announce everything from the radio, just like this.
Extra, extra.
Extra, extra.
This just in, the fucking Japanese just killed Arcade Fire.
Oh, no. Oh, the humanity.
I think that joke is as far as it's going to go.
Yep. Yeah.
So we got a whole bunch of mixed feelings about the suburbs here.
Matt, be the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I was telling John about this earlier, and he said I was probably going to be in the middle, and he was kind of right. First off, this is actually, again, here's the guy right here who doesn't know anything about music. This is my first Arcade Fire album at all, so I have no clue. Like, John, you told me you're listening to Funeral. I haven't done it because I was saving before this podcast.
Right, because that way you would have a unique perspective.
Yeah, and so I have no pretense about what Arcade Fire is. So when
I listen to this album...
What is the Arcade Fire, kids? I've got the article so I can sound like I'm old.
It's what happened when, like, that old man stopped maintaining the super off-road machine as much as he did. And it just burst into flames.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
I'm the only person here who's played super off-road. Anyways, continue.
Yeah. I didn't know what to I don't even really know what kind of genre they do normally. But I listened to this and I just kind of felt... It feels like it's just kind of... generic poppy music.
Right.
Like, okay, I was listening through it, and I literally had no clue what to say about it, because when I was listening to it, all I can think was, like, I'm kind of bored. It's like, I was listening to the album, and all
they
the songs just kind
of
blurred together.
The album.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. It's, like, subliminal. But
maybe they should say, this
there.
Album is fucking exciting. Get hyped.
Yeah. I would love to see an Arcade Fire cover of Raw Power by the Stooges. This has to happen. That would be amazing.
Jesus, that would be amazing.
Yeah, just, like, fucking Win Butler dragging his
God,
wet
I want
cat
him to
voice
make a really hard album next. Like, a really hard one.
I don't think they're capable is the problem.
They gotta be. They've made some... Okay, Lights Out.
Okay, I don't think they write those songs anymore. It's like the same problem with Wolf Parade. Like, they did write those songs at one time, but they... Wolf Parade in 2010 is not the same band that wrote Fancy Claps.
I think
Whereas
the one song I thought stood out was the friggin' starter track, Cloud Shadow on a Mountain. That was, like, the one thing.
Yes. Yeah, that's the best song on that album by a damn sight, and it's a great song.
I think I'm crazy, because, like, a lot of songs kind of blended together to me, and nothing was notable to me until I hit Empty Room. And that's just because the intro, the weird chord string stuff they had going on.
Yeah.
Like, the entire album just, it felt like just kind of a blur to me, because, like, all of it, like, a lot of it kind of used the same tricks, I felt. A lot of the same stuff. The singer kind of stayed in the same vocal range all the time, not doing anything different. Nothing kind of stood out at all until I hit Empty Room. Like, oh, okay, so a track that feels notable to me now, because everything
duets.
Else is bored.
I think they need more duets.
Right.
Anything, really. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you will have your complaints answered when you listen to Funeral, because that's a really... I still claim that that's one of the best rock albums that's ever been made, and it's not really that much of a rock and roll album, but the points when it fucking bursts into full-strength rock and roll are fucking amazing. Like, I can still tear up during Laika, like, just that... Like, that four-chord hit on the second verse is just, like, fucking tears me apart. And then there's Power Out, which is another great song. It's just, I never really got the sense that there was that big, crushing gravity that Arcade Fire is so good at on this album.
Think
about a Funeral, like what the whole album was about. That is more or less crushing than what the Suburbs is. So I think they need to deal with the heavier fucking subjects.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, is that this album didn't feel powerful anyway to me. It felt kind of subdued and laid back. It felt like some just guy laying in his couch, just strumming a guitar and singing to it. It just felt kind of boring. Like, there's nothing to it that hooked me in any kind of emotional way. It was just there.
Needs more ABBA or Springsteen tracks.
Yeah.
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 Of course.
Did you know that those guys like Bruce Springsteen? Holy shit.
Hey, I like Bruce Springsteen. They like Bruce Springsteen. Okay.
Yeah. So, therefore, that album's good.
I don't know. Yeah. So I heard Maroon 5 likes Bruce Springsteen.
What?
Oh, I love Maroon 5.
This is a terrible combination. That was the shit.
That's like when, like, what was it? Fucking Panic at the Disco? No, it was Maroon 5, goddammit. Like, yeah, we're really going into this next album with a Talking Heads influence. Like, fuck
what
you.
Yeah, really, I didn't.
No, see, because Panic at the Disco, when they decided to do their revamp, they decided to try to rip off the Beatles. And I know that because I was 13 at one point. Right. So,
from the same perspective. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about us is that I am like, me and you, Matt, are the same age, but we're like different ends of the spectrum, I think.
Right.
That's a good thing. Like, I don't play a bunch of music, but I have been, like, when you are into, like, art and shit like that, it just comes to you. But since you have played music, you sort of will get it. Like, I think that's cool.
Right. Yeah. Whereas
also,
I'm just the dude who hates everything, except, like, and then I write about albums. Like, if an album's a conversation with a person.
If an album is a person,
yeah. What would you say to it? What would you say to the suburbs? I say.
Okay, I get that was a little pretentious, and I apologize.
It's okay.
Actually, I've been.
What I'm saying is, dub housing is pretty good.
Ever since we started writing about music, and I'm so new to it, I've been studying how to write about albums, and a lot of it is just like, this album is like a love letter you wrote in high school that you put in someone's locker, and like, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or his vocal style.
Like, they should be actual, like, video responses. What? Yeah.
That's
You want me to
or, like, his vocal style are, like, two hands buried deep inside someone's pockets. I'm like, all right, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Album writing's weird.
Yeah, it is, kind of,
it's kinda weird.
That's why we're not taking it seriously.
Yes.
Because if we took it seriously, we'd just look like assholes.
Right.
We kind of are, though, still.
Yeah,
but
no, but we're assholes because we're assholes, not because we're trying to be music critics.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. No, I'm actually not even sure what we are.
I don't know. I decided to write about rap and J-pop the entire time.
Bored. I guess that's what we are. We're bored.
Okay, our new band, guys?
Yeah.
Our new band? The Curly Fries.
Right.
Curly fries.
I saw someone on Facebook likes Samir Bot likes curly fries.
Do you want to open for my band Hetcho in China?
Sure.
Yeah.
I started up a new band. Besides my running emo band Adopted April, I have
that
a new
will
one
never
called
never record anything.
It'll happen. I have another band called No One's in Love in Tokyo.
Okay.
Now,
but what about you need a starter track needs to be called Chicken. Just saying.
Yeah, it'll be called Chicken. Yeah, Chicken. Yeah. Well, because the idea is that in Japan it never snows unless it's Christmas, a special occasion, or someone's in love.
Okay.
It's not snowing.
It's
I
not
don't
snowing.
Know. Leave you alone.
Okay. Hey, Matt, did you know that you're in high school?
Yeah.
Because it's really obvious right now.
I'm not taking that seriously.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know.
This is our hip hop emo band. We'd like to compare ourselves to Broken Side.
Yeah, totally.
I used to listen to Broken Side.
Fuck them.
What is wrong with you, Matt?
I was 13.
So you were listening to the Beatles and Broken Side?
I think we should do a collaboration.
No.
Get Paul McCartney with them.
How did you survive that?
I listened to My Chemical Romance, all the pop music I could. And then one day I was like, man, I hate it.
Yeah.
I think it happened to me like maybe just like 08, finally.
Yeah, it was around there for me too.
But
I
always kind of hated My Chemical Romance and all that.
Right.
Yeah, well,
it was obvious. They're douchebags.
Yeah, well, I just thought they were assholes because they just made their hair weird colors and people liked that shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one thing that always bothered me about Panic at the Disco and My Chemical Romance were bands that, instead of focusing on the sound, they were too obsessed with, like, oh, this album's going to have a new look. We're going to be dressing up like zombies. Like,
we're going to call this song the Black Penis Parade.
Just make music, please.
Making music is hard, dog. That's why they spend so much time on their image.
Great, I guess.
In the meantime, when they're not writing music, they're working on themselves.
So I have a friend who's in a pop-punk band that is starting to gain steam. I will refrain from mentioning their name
God
so he can continue to have his career.
Don't.
but...
What?
Yeah, don't make music professionally, kids. Don't do
Why?
It.
You're going to make a dumbass because you're in San Diego waves joke.
No.
Okay.
No. He's not... He's
trolling
he knows
LA
what waves
now.
Are. I don't know what... I think waves is trolling Earth.
I think that's,
like,
I think
how
that's
can
great.
You make fucking
he actually
surf rock
said recently there was a joke at his, like, Bowery... ballroom, where he was at his show at the Bowery Ballroom, he was just like,
uh-huh.
Yo, man, I'm getting sued because I had this song called Mickey Mouse, and he wasn't getting sued. So I couldn't tell if he was trying to get people to buy the first press of his record, or if he was just doing that because he thought it was fucking hilarious.
Or if
maybe he was knocked
on drugs all the time.
Yeah, maybe he was knocked up on Valium again.
Yeah, again? You mean
maybe he was
like,
doing
again,
that.
You mean
yeah.
twice as much as he was before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
not
that's
enough
what he did
to cause
that one
the Primavera thing, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he did at that one show, eh, when
yeah.
he did that freak
out. Barcelona.
In Barcelona. Isn't that why his Zach Hill left?
Pretty much.
Or
no.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically.
I like Zach Hill.
He kicked
I thought
no,
he was
no,
all right.
He kicked him out because he was gay.
Oh.
No, that's a joke.
Well,
that's
wow.
a bad joke.
Okay.
That's too bad, because I thought he was a good drummer. I don't know. I thought I liked him a little more.
He's just
than,
like Travis Barker, guys.
Yeah,
right,
he's just like he
loves
except he's
dicks.
Not.
That's why I just want to see on Twitter. It's just like, dude, my drummer just said he loved dicks. He's out.
Right.
Oh man, did you guys know the Blink-182 had a reunion?
Yeah, they
no.
did that last year.
I know. I know
what doing anymore.
Wow.
Wait, you mean to say that pop punk is going to age fucking horribly?
It has.
Yeah,
I don't
well,
understand what you're talking about.
Their
I
songs are still
great.
Good. It's
I
just that
love,
Tom DeLonge can't sing anymore. Well, but he never was able to. But
right,
he's
he smoked
worse
up
now.
His voice too much.
Right.
Angel and Airwaves, best band of 2000s.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong in the face.
No, because they only made one good album that came out of 2000s.
They didn't make a good album, stop kidding.
It was their self-titled yeah. last album.
That yeah. was bad.
My
self-titled
my
last
one,
album. See?
My favorite one
that's
is still
bullshit
Dude Ranch.
Right there.
Dude Ranch.
Yeah. So,
suburbs.
Yeah, the suburbs. I don't like it.
I live there.
Matt's okay with it, and he loves, and Andrew loves it, so there you go.
Full spectrum.
Full
I'm going
to
listen to Funeral after this and get
yeah.
what
and
they're
then
about.
You'll, like, fucking go, like, holy shit, that album, like, Suburbs hella
I'm
sucks
sorry
now.
I didn't say Arcade Fire was worthy of anything.
What?
I'm just being Matt.
What?
Here. I'm just being Matt. Because the Arcade
okay.
Fire, just I just don't understand. I just don't get it.
I don't get it, man.
Posers.
I don't get it.
Right.
I don't know. I listen to one album.
What's
I don't
an
get
arcade
it.
Arcade Fire? Are they talking
yeah.
about, like, arcade video games?
I don't know. I also don't get that either, so I don't
right.
I literally came into this album blind, and I came out even blinder.
Speaking of band names that don't make any fucking sense, Aerial Pink's Haunted Graffiti. No. I actually got in trouble for adding that to a Groove Shark playlist at the last party I was at.
What?
Someone strolled by the screen and was like, what the fuck? Aerial Pink's Haunted and she, like, looks at me. I was like, graffiti? She just sighed and walked
oh.
away. So.
Which
yeah.
one did you put? Just curious.
Bright Lit Blue Skies.
Oh, that's a good cover.
I
found that was a cover,
I
was like, huh?
Yeah. It's an excellent cover. And he's like one of the only retro fetish douchebags that seems to get what he's going for and can make it work.
Yeah,
so.
It seems like, it's hard to say this without sounding like an asshole, but he sounds like he should be not from this time.
Right.
He shouldn't be here.
He should be in some weird hippie art rock band in San Francisco in the 60s or something.
Yeah. And, like, no buzz whatsoever on them.
So, speaking of art rock, what do you want to review the next time we do one of these podcasts?
What's coming out?
The only albums that I care about this year are, like, the new Abe Vigoda. And I know that basically no one listened to Skeleton, so it's cool.
Mm.
And the new Women album, which is, well, that... Oh.
I thought you were reviewing that. Yeah.
Yeah, I am reviewing that, but I thought we weren't going to review the shit we talked about on the podcast. All of a sudden, there's a Suburbs review up.
Hey,
so
I said I was writing that. I said
right.
I was writing that, like, maybe when the leak came out.
Right.
Oh, I know what we should do. I know John hates this album, though.
Uh-oh.
We should do The Wild Hunt. Talisman.
You need, yeah, because no one can friggin' write a review on that album.
Yeah.
No one can
yeah.
do it. We'll do that next
time. Yeah, there's been a draft on the back end of the site for about a month.
Yeah, well, because me and I keep telling Andrew that he could just write it himself.
I can't figure it out.
Right.
So,
because there's nothing to figure out.
Just talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you should add as I'll be right back.
Right.
All right.
Well, great.
Although I think we're almost in.
Well, we're gonna have to wait until he gets back to end the podcast.
What? Oh, so. End it now then. Hurry.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, hold on.
Okay, go save your life.
Okay, in the meantime, I don't think this is going to the podcast, but Coltonio 7, you know Jensen B, right? You have this big
Yeah, I remember Jensen.
So apparently he made this fucking amazing 1900 by 1200 Jensen B desktop wallpaper within the next hour.
Uh-huh.
He just put, like, terrible photobombing pictures of Jensen B.
Right.
And I'm waiting for it to hit me so I can post it for you because it's incredible.
All right. Are you assuming it's incredible or?
I saw it in works and it was amazing.
Okay. Yeah. You were excited about it when? Okay, so since this is not going in, dude, have you listened to the new Women album yet?
No, I got to do that. I have that. I downloaded that. Still haven't listened.
You absolutely have.
All right, I will definitely do that.
Yeah. Did you listen to the self-titled or?
No, I listened to like I've heard one women's song all of my life.
Yeah, probably Black Rice. If I was gonna guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, go get the self-titled. That album's really good. Go get You Have Public Strain. So
yeah,
listen to that. That album's awesome. You know what I think we should review next time?
What?
I think we should review Frog Eyes.
Oh my god. That'll work.
I know, right? But I don't. I have no idea what to say about that album.
It's nuts.
It's a fucking hysterical rock opera, and it's awesome.
Weird.
But it's totally befuddling.
Almost. We should just go, dude. It's fucking rad, right, man.
All right. Are you back?
Yeah.
Okay. So for Andrew and Matt, this has been podcast. We'll see you the next time we have something to talk about.